Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amor will be here with our lesson today in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. Excuse me. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in at 319-527-6204 at 7 p.m. and you can give us your thoughts or comments on what the writer is conveying. Amen? Our motto, you can also call in your prayer requests at the same number, 319-527-6204. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. At this time, let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. The Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God, by Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
welcome here. Praise be to God. Jesus, show yourself to be God in my situation. I have faith in you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Set up.
Father, I love being a part of your family. God, help me fill my place well so that I might grow and help others to know you better. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara Amore will be here to conduct our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us or call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. the Lord and praise Him back. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah. Praise your holy name, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
In the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you're greater.
Father God, thank you for knowing everything about me. Please forgive me when I'm harsh in my judgment of others. Amen, amen, and amen. God. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Extent of Blessing. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. And it says, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore He waits on high to have compassion on you. Amen. Praise God. Your behavior doesn't determine your relationship with God, but if often determines the degree to which He can bless you. Take the case of the young woman who was very angry that a bank hadn't given her a loan she wanted. I need that money, she insisted. If I go into default on my house and car, it's the bank's fault. She refused to accept that she had terrible credit and was too great a risk for the bank. Her lack of funds wasn't the bank's fault. It was hers because of unhealthy financial habits. Likewise, there will be times when you have such destructive habits and behavior that God cannot bless you. However, if you accept responsibility for your sins and their related consequences, you can then turn to the Lord and ask him to help you change the patterns of behavior that's undermining your well-being. You can say to God, please help me not to do that again. Show me how to walk in your ways. Give me the courage and strength to obey you so my life can improve. The Lord always honors that kind of prayer, so that let him transform you into a vessel for blessing. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. Jesus, teach me to walk in your ways and transform my life. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. To God be the glory. Thank you.
every voice in this room. We have about another 15 seconds. I want you to open your mouth. We have sang for your glory. I will do anything. I wonder what type of praise you will give him until he releases his glory. Somebody raise up your hands and open your mouth now. Can I get somebody to cry out for God in this room? I'm only talking to those of you who are hungry for him. I'm only talking to those of you who are thirsty for him.
Father God, please help me to look for ways I can love others sacrificially each day. Glorious God, help me to grow in wisdom. Amen, amen, and amen.
God had a plan.
Thank you. to save your life.
God had a plan to make the soul of man renewed.
Doesn't matter what you're going through.
God had a plan to make the soul of man renewed.
You have been brought here for a purpose.
God had a plan before the world began for you.
Ain't God wonderful?
Jesus, show yourself to be God in my situation. I have faith in you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Let me hear the worshiper! Where's all of my praises? Your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
Every
word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Yeah.
Much is given, much is required. Never gives more than I can bear. Provides my needs, blesses everywhere. My rainy days made blue skies. You put a rainbow in my life. Cold nights burn with your fire. Anointed with your light. Can't love you enough. You've been so good to me. Gave you only begotten son. Can't love you enough.
The truth is that I need you. Please help me see past my perceived needs to the deep inner cry you want to satisfy in me. Amen, amen, and amen. As we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening, and getting ready to go into our Bible studies. Right now, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Our very own Barbara A. Amore will be with us shortly. In the meantime, I will play another selection while we're waiting. Praise be to God. For this evening, I will play another selection. Right now, we are going to call on Jesus. Hallelujah.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there's one thing I come to know, without a doubt, is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair.
Fall down on your knees, say help to save your feet. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs.
Friends and family, they can walk away.
But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day.
He loves and cares for you and he will see you through.
You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will say.
My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean with my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now we're going to get ready to go into our lessons with our very own Barbara A. Amore with Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. God bless you. I'm blessed and highly favored. How you feeling?
Better. Just that, you know, now all the dizziness is kicking in, but the pain is it's subsided. But
that's great.
Yeah, but I'm afraid to. Every time I get up, I have to end up sitting back down because everything is spinning.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
I'm going through some of that too.
Oh wow.
The dizziness, I'm better, but I had to get some medicine when I went to the doctor's. I think I've taken like 2 pills, maybe 3.
Uh-huh.
But I have a little lightheadedness also. Not that the room is spinning, but
yeah.
I'm better. I'm better. But I know what you mean.
I'm happy to hear that because I have to still take these pills until they finish. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they would never finish because they're like, one is, two is 8 hours and one is 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. That's the antibiotics?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, you better take them, though. You don't want to get sick.
Oh, I'm taking them.
Yeah,
I said already I was going to take them until they're finished.
Because
there's no refills.
Mm-hmm. That's what you need to do.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Are we the only ones in the line?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well,
So we're going to pick up from our lesson talking about the biblical concept of sin, and we left off on page 241, section C. But before we get started, I'd like to open in prayer. Precious and Heavenly Father, once more and again, a few of your humble servants gather to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, giving us strength for the struggle, allowing us to see a new day.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate you so very much, Father God. We thank you for healing and strength and mind stayed on you. And this evening program, Father God, we thank you for this Bible study. We thank you for Evangelist Hilda. We thank you for her recovery right now, Lord God. We know it's not full recovery yet, but praise God, it's better than it has been, and she is on the road to recovery. So we thank you for that. We thank you for our daughter's recovery also.
Bless
her and continue to make a way for her and
help thank you
in any other way that she needs to have a way made for her, Lord God, you know. And anybody else, Father God, that's on the line that may be listening, that just may be thinking about Jesus right now, bless them.
Hallelujah.
Help them, love on them, guide them, teach them, show them the way, Lord God. Because
yeah,
you are the way to keep them in life, and we are so, so honored to be a part of your family. So, God, if there's anything I have omitted, for the best of it, make it come true. Forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. But I thank you for your many blessings. Thank you. And I'm grateful. In Jesus' matchless name, we love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God.
So we were talking about sin and its many forms, what it is in the Old Testament, and what it is in the New Testament. So right now we are at the New Testament. Section C, talking about acebos, A-S-E-B-E-S. Acebes, my pronunciation. It may not be correct, but that's how I
Better than mine.
Acebes meaning godless. This word appears mostly in 2 Peter and Jude, meaning godless apostates. And what are apostates? Or apostates? Apostates. Do you recall?
I don't know.
Do you recall? Those are people who have fallen away from God, fallen away from the Word.
Oh, unbelievers?
So, godless.
Godless unbelievers.
Those who have maybe once believed, but now they don't believe anymore.
Okay.
So, godless apostate or apostate. The unsaved are designated as ungodly, and we see that in Romans 4, verse 5 and 5, verse 6. Occasionally it appears with other words for sin, such as in Romans 1 and 18, 1 Timothy 1 and 9, and 1 Peter 4 and 18. So we're not going to read all 2 Peter because it doesn't distinguish what and where, so we're going to go right to Romans 4 and 5 and 5 and 6, if you would. Please don't
Romans 4.
Do you feel like it?
Yes. 4, 5, and 6. Okay, 5 and 6 says, but people are counted as righteous, not because of their work, but because of their faith in God, who forgives sinners. David also spoke of this when he described the happiness of those who are declared righteous without working for it. Amen.
Okay.
But wait, I got a question. Here he's saying, David also spoke of this when he described the happiness of those who are declared righteous without working for it. So how could you be righteous without working for it? Are you okay?
1 minute. Get over this cold.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes, so bear with
me. You have water next to you?
Yes, I'm just sipping it. Excuse me. Thank you. I'll read it. Christ arrives on time to make this happen. He didn't and doesn't wait for us to get ready. He just did it himself for this sacrificial death. We were far too weak and rebellious to do anything to get yourselves ready, to get ourselves ready.
Okay.
Even if we had been so weak, we wouldn't have known what to do anyway.
Right.
We can understand someone dying for a person worth dying for. And we can understand how someone good and noble by us to selfish, selfless sacrifice. But God put his loved one the line for us by offering his son in sacrificial death while we were of no use whatever to him. And what was your question again?
Oh, I was reading what David was saying. And when he was saying, David also spoke of this when he described the happiness of those who are declared righteous without working for it. And my question was, how could they be declared righteous without working for it?
And that was what I just
read. Okay.
When it says that when we were far from being right, because of the love of Jesus for us,
yes.
He died for us.
Yes.
So even in our wrongness, even in our, you know, rebellion, really, he saw us as right. That's why he gave up his life for us. Amen.
Amen.
We sinners, saved by grace.
Okay.
Now 4 and 5. Romans 4 and 5. 5 and 6.
Five.
That was just 5 and 6. You just read 5 and 6.
No, I read 4 and 5.
Oh, well, apparently it says the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. Let me look at 4 and 5 because I was reading 5 and 6.
Okay.
5 verse 6
says, when we were utterly helpless, that's the one, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Amen. Yeah. Okay, so 5 and 6 is the same.
And 4 and 5 says, and it starts at 4. If you're a hard worker and do a good job, you deserve your pay. You don't call your wages a gift. But if you see that the job is too big for you, that it's something only God can do, and you can trust him to do it, you can never do it for yourself, no matter how hard and long you work. Well, that trusting him to do it is what gets you set right with God, by God. So that kind of is what I'm concerned about.
Okay.
It's a gift. It's a gift. That righteousness is a gift. That salvation is a gift.
Okay. I got it.
And often given when we do not deserve it.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Take a look at sin. Look at Romans 1 and 18.
Romans 1 and 18. 17 and 18. God's anger at sin. But God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Amen.
So, but God's anger, angry displeasure erupts as acts of human mistrust, and wrongdoing and lying accumulate as people try to put a shroud over truth.
So
the basic reality of God is plain enough. Open your eyes, and there it is. Taking a long and thoughtful look at what God has created, people have always been able to see what their eyes as such can't see, eternal power. Amen.
Amen.
I'll stop right there. And then the next part is 1 Timothy 1 and 9.
1 Timothy 1. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. For the law was not intended for people who do what is right. It is for the people who are lawless and rebellious, who are ungodly and sinful, who consider nothing sacred and defiled what is holy, who killed their father or mother or committed other murders. Amen.
Okay.
So that's selfless. And what you're saying?
It says, it's obvious, isn't it, that the law code isn't primarily for people who live responsibly, but for the irresponsible, who defy authority, riding roughshod over God, life, sex, truth, whatever. They are contemptuous of this great message I've been put in charge of by this great God. So they don't even care about the word that Paul has been given to give to us.
Mm-hmm.
They're contemptuous about that word. And then the next part is 1 Peter 4:18.
First Peter 4:18.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
You don't see it?
I'm looking for 4, unless I only see 1.
Yes.
To, no, that's 2 Peter.
Yes,
that's
why.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
First Peter 4:18 says, and also, if the righteous are barely saved, what will happen to godless sinners? Wow. Well, we know what will happen to them, right?
What?
They will be burned up.
All right. So my 17, it says, it's judgment time for God's own family. We're first in line. If it starts with us, think what it's going to be like for those who refuse God's message. If good people barely make it, what's in store for the bad? So if you find life difficult because you're doing what God said, take it in stride. Trust him. He knows what he's doing, and he'll keep on doing it. Ooh, glory.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
If you are having a difficult time in life because you're doing what God said, keep on doing it.
That's
keep
it.
Keep on doing it. Because God knows what he's doing. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to go to section D, Enochus. The word means guilty and usually denotes someone whose crime is worthy of death. And we see that in Matthew 5:21-22, Mark, 1 Corinthians, and James. So if you get Matthew 5:21-22.
Okay.
Matthew 5:21 says,
Jesus teaches about anger. You have heard that our ancestors were told, you must not murder. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment. But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you ask someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell. Oh,
okay.
Hell. You know how many I am guilty.
All right. Well, now you know. Now that you know, you can do better.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now that you know, you can stop that. Repent. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so mine says, under the topic of murder, it starts at 21. It says, you're familiar with the command to the ancients, do not murder. I'm telling you that anyone is so much as angry with a brother or sister is guilty of murder.
Mm.
Carelessly call a brother idiot, and you just might find yourself hauled into court. Thoughtlessly yell stupid at a sister, and you are on the brink of hellfire.
Wow.
The simple moral fact is that words kill. But that's the motive. Words kill. What's the words kill?
The spirit.
All right. Words kill the spirit. When you call somebody out of their name, that hurts.
Yeah.
You know, they make they hurt my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you really think about it, that hurts. And like I said, they may not want to show the person that's calling them out of their name, but that's not nice. And please don't do it in front of somebody, you know.
Right.
That's even more of a...
Yeah, I said that word too many times. God forgive me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't know. Now you know.
Now I know.
You can do that.
Do better than with my words. Be careful what you say out of your mouth.
Exactly, because words kill.
Yes, it does.
Words kill. And so we're going to go on to Mark 14 and 64.
Okay. Mark 14. You have all heard his blasphemy. What is your verdict? Guilty. They all cried. He deserved to die. That is harsh.
And mine is under the topic of condemned to death. And it starts at 63.
Okay.
Where does it start at? 64. Okay, but it starts at 63. And it reads, the chief priest lost his temper. Ripping his clothes, he yelled, did you hear that? After that, do we need witnesses? You heard the blasphemy. Are you going to stand for it? They condemned him one and all, the sentence, death.
Okay.
What is this talking about?
Yep. The words. The words code that you say. It condemns.
Huh?
Them. The words was
no.
Judgment. Yeah, when you call a person. When you call a person an idiot.
No, this is talking about when they condemned the Messiah.
Right. Oh, he
right.
Not
that you call him an idiot, but
no.
He had said something.
Uh-huh.
He had said something, and they said that he was blaspheming when he said
right,
that.
Right, because he said that I am. So they said that he was blaspheming for that in verse 62. Jesus
said, the chief priest asked him, are you the Messiah, the son of the blessed? And Jesus said, yes, I am, and you'll see it yourself.
Uh-huh.
And the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the Mighty One arriving on the clouds of heaven.
Uh-huh.
And then the chief priest lost his temper and said, did you hear what he said?
Yes.
He's blaspheming me. Uh-huh. Are you going to stand for that? Kill him! Away with him! You know? So, again, these are words.
The words.
All right? And they viewed it as blasphemous.
Yeah.
All right? But he was only saying what it is.
Right.
The Son of God.
That's
the
it.
The Son of God.
See, because,
they didn't care for that.
Yeah. Because of their unbelief, they did not believe that he was the Son of God.
Exactly.
Him as another prophet.
Yeah, and a blasphemer at that. More than just another prophet. That he was a liar, you know, that he was claiming to be equal with God. Okay, now we're going to look at 1 Corinthians 11 and 27. 1 Corinthians 11, 27.
11, 27, 23, 24, 27. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthy is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone who eats the bread or drinks the cup of the master irreverently is like part of the crowd that jeered and spit on him at his death. Is that the kind of remembrance, in quotes, you want to be part of?
Nope.
Examine your motives. Test your heart. Come to that meal in holy awe. What does that mean, in holy awe? A-W-E.
In holy awe?
In holy awe, A-W-E, awe.
Oh. Come in his presence with holiness?
Yeah, come in reverence and much respect. It's
right.
Nothing to be taken lightly when we do the Lord's Supper.
Uh-huh.
Come in holy awe.
Right.
And I know in my church, I forgot her name now, but she's deceased.
Mm-hmm.
But mother, I forgot her name. I'll think of it. But anyway, anytime we would have the Lord's Supper, she would start crying, you know. And I didn't quite understand it. You know, I was a few years younger, you know, and I didn't quite understand why the tears, but she came in holy awe. She reverenced the name of Jesus and the sacrifice that
yes.
he had made in the Last Supper, that we were taking, the Lord's Supper, that we
wow.
were taking his body and his blood that he had died and shed for us. Amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to look at James 2 and 10.
Lady would cry. Tears just mm-hmm. came into my eyes.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I just think I figured her name. She was a very nice, oh, goodness. And she had a son who was a little not 100%, I won't call him retarded, but he was a little slow.
Yes.
And they would walk all over Brooklyn. I don't know, you know, my aunt lived on Gates Avenue, God rest her soul. And
uh-huh.
I was standing on the porch one day, and they came past her house on Gates Avenue. I think she lived somewhere around Marcus Garvey or somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
And that's a long walk. I don't know if you're familiar with Brooklyn like that. But
no.
they had walked, and then I saw her at another time downtown, her and her son walking.
Walking?
And
oh,
that's,
my God.
Yeah, walking. They didn't have a car, and they didn't take the bus everywhere. But that mm-hmm. reminded me of when I lived in Florida and stayed with my great-grandmother and my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
We walked to town also. You know, we would walk to town and go to the AMP and go shopping. And we didn't have shopping carts, and we didn't have a bike or a wagon to bring our stuff back. But, you know, we'd walk to town and walk back with our goods.
Wow.
That was
amazing.
Something that you did.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's what you had to do.
Amazing.
I mean, well, it was a way of life, really. If you didn't have a car,
right.
you wanted to get some food in the house.
Yep. Like
you had to get up.
In the Old Testament, because everywhere they had to go,
they had to walk. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at something on TV the other day. It showed the route of Paul when he walked from, I'll say, Macedonia. He crossed the water and went over to Ephesus or something. I may have the map wrong. But he walked something like 3,000 miles.
Yes.
You know, and I guess when he got in the water, he might have been on a boat or something. It didn't specify. But when he got off that boat, he was on foot.
Yeah.
So he also, you know, it's not a new thing. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I was familiar with that. And
yeah.
You see it. You just see it.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they really,
now,
really, really. Because even like in the South back in my day, or in my early years, and we had to walk all the way to town. And
that's
like,
what I just said.
Yeah, that's like walking from where we live to Brooklyn. That was a walk.
It was a long walk. Mm-hmm. But you didn't really mind it. I mean,
no.
I didn't mind it. You know, it wasn't
we didn't
something that I dreaded. But like
it
I said, my grandmother and my...
It strengthened your legs, you know, when you walk.
Well, I wasn't thinking about my legs being strengthened. I was just thinking about getting into town and doing what we had to do and getting back home.
Yeah, because when the sun go down there, honey, it is pitch black.
I know. But sometimes we would get a ride with our cousins or whatever, and,
yeah. You
know, we'd go to another town like Leesburg or Eustis or something. But if we just wanted to shop right there in Tavares, you know, and it was, we didn't want to impose on anybody, we would get on the road and walk on those clay roads down the highway and highway, but down that local road across the bridge, through the black section, down to the white section, past the courthouse to the little commercial. It was so short. I think they had one traffic light. But in that town, AMP, they had a drugstore and some other stuff. Not much.
Yeah.
Not much.
Yeah.
And we would do what we had to do and head back home.
That's it. Yeah.
But we often had an umbrella, too, because, you know, it's Florida and you don't want to go out there and get stroke.
Exactly.
But that's what we did.
Yeah, it's hot down there, honey.
I know. And the sun is strong.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is strong. But it's beautiful. It's still
a
lovely place. Yeah. So we're going to look at time.
No, I was saying what you can see, because when I went down there, I stayed in the house all day. It was too hot for me to go outside. And plus, my son and them, they worked, so I had to wait for somebody to come home to take me out.
I understand. So we're going to look at James 2 and 10.
Okay.
James 2, just before Peter.
James 1:2-10 says, for the person who keeps all of the laws except one is as guilty as a person who has broken all of God's laws.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Let me read that again. For the person who keeps all of the laws except one is as guilty as a person who has broken all of God's laws.
All
so
right.
If you're guilty of one, then you're guilty of all. Because then you don't know. That's
you
why. What yours say?
It says, and mine starts at 6. I'm sorry, starts at 8.
Okay.
You do well when you complete the royal rule of the scriptures. Love others as you love yourself. But if you play up to these so-called important people, you go against the rule and stand convicted by it. You can't pick and choose in these things, specializing in keeping one or two things in God's law and ignoring others. The same God who said, don't commit adultery, also said, don't murder. If you don't commit adultery, but go ahead and murder, do you think your non-adultery will cancel out your murder? No, you're a murderer, period.
That's it.
So one doesn't cancel out the other. If you transgress, you are a transgressor. You're guilty of all of the laws being transgressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to section E.
Okay.
Hamartia. This is the most frequently used word for sin, occurring in its various forms about 227 times. When a writer wanted one inclusive word for sin, he used this one. The metaphor behind the word is missing the mark. But as in the Old Testament, this is not only a negative idea, but includes the positive idea of hitting some wrong mark. When it is used in the gospel, it almost always occurs in a context that speaks of forgiveness or salvation. And we see that in Matthew and John. Other instructive references include Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, James, Peter, 1 Peter rather, 1 John, and Revelation. So we're going to take a look at Matthew 1 and 21 first.
Okay.
And that should be it for today because it's a lot of scripture.
Yes, I was going to say that. I've been plus my legs are swelling so bad today. They are tight.
Oh.
Yeah. So I said, you know, the antibodies is working on my condition, but then my pill, my regular medicine is causing my feet and things to swell back up again. So we have Matthew 1 and 21 said.
So did the doctor say anything about, you know?
No, the doctor said there's nothing that they can do about the medication that I'm taking for the high blood pressure, which is allopurinol. And then all of my medicines are, you know, swelling of the feet. So he said even a water pill wouldn't even help it. It's just the side effect, and there's nothing I can really do but just elevate the feet when I'm, you know, up.
When you're resting, yeah.
When I'm resting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
when
so
you're
Matthew's 1 and 21 says, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me.
Amen. So that's self-explanatory. I don't really have
Yes.
And John 1 and 29.
John 1 and 29. Oh, John the Baptist proclaimed Jesus as the Messiah. The 1 and 29, yes. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You know, I have to, like, when I read that word sin, I have to remember here it's single. It's S-I-N, not S-I-N-S. I always pronounce it as sins, but it's just one. Yeah.
But yours says sin without the S. Mine says sins of the world with an S.
Yeah, sin of the world.
No, yours says sin without the S.
Yes.
Mine says he forgives the sins with an S of the world.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so now we're going to look at, but they say that sin is inclusive. That's what we just read.
Yes.
If you committed one, you committed them all. So
exactly.
Sin is sin is sin. Yes. Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Let's look at Acts 2 and 38.
Okay, Acts 7:5-38. 38 says, Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this verse, he added the S to it.
And also he was talking to a group of people, to the apostles.
Right.
So Peter said, change your life. Mm-hmm. Turn to God and be baptized. Sorry.
It's okay. That's how I be at night. Minds attack me at night.
Okay. Feel that way before I used to feel this way before I started getting the flu shot.
Yeah.
So I took the flu shot, but for whatever reason, this is the way it used to be before I took the flu shot.
Okay.
So, like I said, I'm claiming victory. You know?
That's right. Your body is building up the antibodies.
I hope so. It's trying to choke me as it does all of that, but anyway.
I go through that at night, baby, and I ain't even... I get some terrible spells at night. Yep. Me and my sister both, we're in the same boat with you. Because we get those spells, and she gets hers day and night. I get mine that night. Sometime during the day, but not so much. That's why I always have to keep a bottle of water.
Yes, when you're doing a lot of speaking in particular.
Yes, the dust, dust in the air.
Dust in the air and dryness in the throat, period.
Right. Exactly.
Mine says 38. It said, change your life. Mm-hmm. Turn to God and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so your sins are forgiven. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is targeted to you and your children, but also to all who are far away, whomever, in fact, our Master God invites. Amen.
Amen.
So basically, change your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to do. And other instructive reference include Acts 2.38, that's what we just read, and then Romans 5 and 12, and then 6 and 1. Romans 5 and 12.
Okay, 5 and 12. 6. 5. 12. 12, Adam and Christ contrast. When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Amen.
Okay.
12.
I'm going to look at 6 and 1.
Okay, 6 and 1 says, sin's power is broken. Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of his wonderful grace? Amen.
And mine says, go on.
I was going to say, you know, sometimes we say foolish things because if God forgive you for your sins, why would you keep on sinning?
Please, right?
Yeah.
And mine says, so what do we do? And the topic is when death becomes life. So what do we do? Keep on sinning so God can keep on forgiving? I should hope not. If we've left the country where sin is sovereign, how can we still live in our old house there? Or didn't you realize we packed up and left there for good? That is what happened in baptism. When we went under the water, we left the old country of sin behind. When we came up out of the water, we entered into the new country of grace, a new life in a new land.
Amen.
And that's what we got at 1 Corinthians 15 and 3.
Okay, 15 and 3 says, I pass on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scripture said. Amen.
Okay. That he was buried, that he was raised from death, and on the third day, again, exactly as scripture says, that he presented himself alive to Peter, his closest followers, and later to more than 500 of his followers, all at the same time, most of them still around, although a few have since died.
Wow.
The lady that did all the walking, her name was Mary.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a name I'll never forget. Because I had an auntie named Mary.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother's name on my mother's side, my mother's mother, her name was Mary Jane.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they always have that May to it.
No, not May, Mary Jane.
Oh, Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going to look at 2 Corinthians 5 and 21.
21. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. And that was 5 and 21.
Okay.
And God says, how you ask in Christ, God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so we could be put right with God. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to answering what you had asked initially about how can we not be righteous and we be counted as righteous even though we're not.
Right.
And that goes back to God put the wrong on him and counted us righteous because he took the blame for our sin. He took the guilt for our sin.
Hallelujah.
So that we can have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And now James 1 and 15.
Okay, James.
So I'm up there.
Almost. Yep, we got 4 minutes and 20 seconds. James 1 and 15 says, these desires give birth to sinful action. And when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. So the more sin you do, the more it grows. Even unto death. Amen.
And mine says, starting at 13, don't let anyone under pressure to give in. Don't let anyone under pressure to give in to evil say, God is trying to trip me up.
Mm-hmm.
God is impervious to evil and puts evil in no one's way. The temptation to give in to evil comes from us and only us.
That's
we have no one to blame but the leering, seducing flare-up of our own lust. Lust gets pregnant and has a baby, sin. Sin grows up to adulthood and becomes a real killer. So, my dear friends, don't get thrown off course. Every desirable and beneficial gift comes out of heaven. It's a river of life cascading down from the Father of life. There's nothing deceitful in God, nothing two-faced, nothing fickle. He brought us to life using the true word, showing us off as the crown of all his creatures.
Amen.
Showing us off, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The crown of all his creatures. Yes. Amen. 1 Peter 2:22.
1 Peter 2:22. Okay. 1 Peter 2:22 says, "He never sinned, nor ever deceived anyone." Amen.
Okay.
But yet he suffered for our sins.
Uh-huh. And who we talking about?
Huh?
Who we talking about?
Jesus.
All right. Okay. Now, 1 John 1:7.
1 John. Peter. John. Peter. John. Okay. Yeah. 1 John 1:7 says, But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen. Amen. And mine says, if we claim that we experience a shared life with him, and continue to stumble around in the dark, we're obviously lying through our teeth. If we continue to stumble, if we claim that we experience a shared life with him,
mm-hmm.
and continue to stumble around in the dark, we're obviously lying through our teeth.
Mm-hmm.
We're not living what we claim, but if we walk in the light, God himself being the light, we also experience a shared life with one another.
Amen.
As the sacrifice blood of Jesus, God's Son, purges all our sins. Amen.
Amen.
So if we're walking in the light, we have to show that. We have to live that.
Yes.
Otherwise, we're lying through our teeth. We're just talking.
That's
talking
it.
Talking God and saying nothing. You got to live it.
Exactly.
You got to live it. And then 2 and 2? 1 John 2:2
says, he himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And mine under the topic says, the only way to know we're in him, here's how we can be sure that we know God in the right way.
Yes.
Keep his commandments.
That's right. That's it.
That's simple. That's simple. And finally, Revelation 1:5.
Okay. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, he is the faithful witness to these things, the first to rise from the dead, and the ruler of all the kings of the world. Amen,
amen,
and amen.
Amen. And I'll just read mine. It starts at 4.
Okay.
It says, I, John, am writing this to the 7 churches in Asia province, and it's under the topic, his eyes pouring fire blaze. I, John, am writing this to the 7 churches in Asia province. All the best to you from the God who is, the God who was, and the God about to arise.
Mm-hmm.
And from the 7 spirits assembled before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, loyal witness, firstborn from the dead, ruler of all earthly kings. Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God.
All this
beautiful.
Jesus. Yes, yes. So we're going to stop right there.
Oh, yes.
So I can kind of recuperate, and you can do likewise.
You and me both. I'm going to go get in my bed. Sorry.
I don't blame you. Feel better? You want to take us out in prayer? If you feel like it.
Father God, thank you for all that was said tonight, for all that was done. thank you for those who decided to hear the word of God this evening and didn't find it robbery. Thank you for life, strength, health, wisdom, and understanding. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. Thank you for our friends, our neighbors, our loved ones, our family, our children. Thank you for even our enemies, Lord God. We ask that you bless each and every one of us here tonight, Lord God, and touch us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet and guide us where you would have us to go, Lord God. Let your will and your will only be done in our lives. In Jesus' holy name, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you so much for that prayer on our behalf. Love you. Stay strong. Feel better. Hope you get over that dizziness.
Yeah, that's why I got to go lay down, because it seems like the rooms are starting to swim around in a circle.
I know. And I just want to tell you one more thing. When you do rise, try to get up slowly.
Yes. Yes, I learned that the hard way.
Say the blood is... The blood is draining from your head, from your brain, I guess.
Yeah.
And so don't just zip up like you once could do.
I know, right?
Just get up slowly.
We'll take my time, and thank you for
And
continue to pray for myself and for my daughter.
Yes,
and just
ma'am.
Keep everybody up in prayer, because it's like when it rains, it pours. My sister just... told me that she got to move out of her apartment for 2 weeks because they found lead in her bathroom.
Oh,
now,
she has small children?
Yeah, but they did that test since April, and they just now telling her that she has lead in her bathroom. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they put her in a beautiful hotel.
Okay, that's good. So they had a roof paint and all of that.
Ain't no place like...
So she has small children?
Nah, but she has her granddaughter that spends the night sometimes when her daughter has to work.
Okay. And so that's good. She got put up.
Yeah.
Put up in a hotel.
You know my sister Marie. She ain't going nowhere unless they put her in a decent place. She was like, oh, no. I paid too much money for this apartment for y'all to put me in some run-down shack. Oh, boy.
That's good.
Yeah.
I wish her the best.
So do I.
And so your daughter, too. God bless. How is she doing? How's your daughter?
She's doing okay. They put the heart monitor in. So, you know, she's going to have that. Well, normally they keep it in for 4 years, but... They said that they're going to see how, you know, her heart reacts to it.
Okay.
And so once they see within a month's time that everything is going okay, then they may take it out. But if she don't do what she's supposed to do, you know, and stop stressing herself out over things that she cannot change.
Control, exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, love you. Hugs and kisses.
You, too.
You pray for me. I will be praying for you, okay?
Definitely.
All right.
Love,
have
okay.
a blessed evening. Love
you too. So on that note, we are out.
Amen. Shalom.
Shalom.
Praise him. Shalom.